It's extraordinaire.
So this is the final stage, I guess,
of
for
our
this
evolution.
Week. Yeah, exactly. Next week, it'll just be me, then you again.
Right, right, right.
But, you know, this is the start of a good thing.
I agree. I agree. Yeah. A much better name.
We're not laughing evilly. We're just having, you know.
Oh, we could do. Okay. I think I'm done.
We are taking over the CJSF radio.
You know what this means? We have to come up with like a sick intro music thing that properly introduces the other extra tonal note.
That's true.
Like, or is it the extra other tonal note?
No, I think it goes, yeah, the other.
It's like a sandwich.
No, it's the extra other tonal note. Because that way it goes one from yours, one from mine, one from yours,
gotcha.
One from mine.
Because before, yeah, I was thinking it's like a sandwich. The other extra tonal note is a sandwich.
I like. Listeners, you can chime in at 778-782-2573 and tell us which of the two you appreciate.
Yeah, give us the first one.
The what? Oh, yeah. So one is the extra other tonal note.
And the other one is the other extra tonal note.
Yeah, exactly.
So, all right, I've got the chat thing open. So y'all can text in if you choose.
In theory, you can also call in, and we will operate this landline as if we aren't in the modern era of cell phones.
Yeah, I think we have to actually put a mic on it because it's not directly tapped into the board. I think that green slider is for the phone or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. We'll have to like demo test that one of these days.
Yeah, we'll have somebody call in pre-planned, like, and just be like, please,
no
swearing. Let us experiment. Yeah, don't swear. There's no pre-delay, and don't say anything racist.
Yeah, we'll get Magnus or Jesse or Connor. Because they can do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll make them teach us the dark arts.
Yeah, yeah. Well, with that, so you're going to play, when your time comes up, a whole album.
And well, no, three tracks off a whole album, because they're very long tracks.
Okay. So, for my start, I'm going to play two songs off of one album.
Oh.
By the Greenhouse Ensemble. And when I was going through planning my show, I was really enjoying just some of the songs that I'd heard off of this album. Couldn't narrow it down to two, I think. Yeah, I barely narrowed it down to two. I was thinking it was going three.
Oh, gotcha.
But this is, first we're going to have Reset by the Greenhouse Ensemble. Then we're going to have Integration by said ensemble off of their album Mezzanine. And then we will come back and have a nice little conversation about this cool jazz music we have heard.
A peaceful conversation.
Yes. A peaceful conversation on the other extra tonal note / the extra other tonal note on CJSF Radio 90.1 FM. Oh, okay. Oh, wait. Serato. There we go. All right.
There we go.
All right. You are here on the extra other tonal note slash
other extra tonal note
on CJSF Radio 90.1 FM. You just heard a second ago Integration by the Greenhouse Ensemble, and before that you had Reset, also by the Greenhouse Ensemble. And you were just mentioning the background chatter.
Oh my gosh, it sounded like aliens yelling at us in the end of that last song there. I was just like, what is that?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell if it was like violin noodlings or if it was like people just going like in the background. I was like, it's super neat.
I mean, I think it was a little bit of both because you did mention on the first song, the fiddle.
Oh, yeah.
I think that there was a combination of the two happening, which is kind of why I enjoyed the album as I was listening through to it, because there's just a lot of very interesting, very cool things happening throughout that album.
Yeah, lots of cool, like, big band approach to the orchestra, the instrumentation there. Like, at the end, they're like, bam, bam, you know, it's like, it felt real big band.
And that's, like, that's an interesting kind of, modern jazz or avant jazz thing, where it's just like they add these pieces of rock music that is not like a lot of the time in like big band jazz when they have big sounds, it doesn't have the same feeling to it.
Mm-hmm.
But then that, especially because it almost sounded like an electric guitar, it definitely had more of the other way. So aside from that, what did you think of those two songs?
I dug them. It was a nice, nice feel for the kind of weather we've been having lately and like just the kind of days I've been in. I did like a 6-day stretch at work. So right now I'm just like, and it's very energetic, very like pushing forward, very nice hits. And like that fiddle popping in there was a nice change of pace from your standard jazz album, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I was liking it. I like it.
I definitely love feeling, and like pace is a thing that I really like about a lot of modern and progressive jazz, where it's just like, and like in the audiophile world, air quotes there, there's a term for like certain types of amps and speakers that have like good prat, pace, rhythm, and timing.
Mm.
And it's the idea of like, does this thing when you listen to it, does it make you want to tap your toes, bob your head, et cetera, et cetera? And I find that a lot of jazz, modern jazz, just has that as kind of its feeling in general.
Like the head bobby kind of thing?
Yeah. It's just like, it's kind of hard to sit still when you're listening to certain types of jazz music, which is always very cool for me.
Yeah, for this one, for the first tune, I was definitely bobbing my head to it. But what's always fun for me is when it was like an odd meter, right? They were doing like 5/8 or 7/8 or something like that.
Mm.
For me, it's always kind of fun to just bob my head like it's 4/4.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm feeling like the offbeats at different times. So it's like, oh, that's neat. It's neat. That's like going over the bars, you know?
That's kind of a cool thing about a lot of modern jazz and also math rock.
Mm.
Math rock has a lot of those weird time signatures. I find that like a lot of like modern jazz crosses over with math rock, and then like original fusion jazz crosses over with progressive rock.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this kind of like intersection of like subgenres of rock and jazz, which is very, very cool.
Yeah, and with I keep finding like when I look at people's pedal boards and stuff, the rock and jazz divide in terms of pedal board usage is kind of not that big anymore.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Because like in rock, you used to see just like a whole lot of distortion, a lot of fuzz and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Now that people have been discovering like Strymon reverbs and stuff, they're everywhere.
Interesting.
And like the same kind, like once there was a crossover in one pedal, all of a sudden I think rock and jazzers started listening to each other's pedal boards. I mean, like, oh, I want that flavor. I want that texture. How much does that one cost? Where can I get it?
That's very cool. Because, it's kind of, it's an interesting thing because in a way it's almost like rock is returning to its roots, because, rock came more out of R&B than it did out of jazz.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, before you had R&B, you had jazz. So it's like going to the grandfather, I guess. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well,
reaching across generations.
Back in my day, we used to do things so differently.
But we didn't have distortion pedals. We just had broken amps.
Yes. You just waited until the tubes in your amp got real old, and that's how you got your distortion.
Or you kicked your speaker one time, and all of a sudden your cone dripped, and it's just like, rah!
You put the magnet behind the actual magnet, and that gives you the distortion you wanted.
Magnet magic.
All right, with that, we're going to go to some slightly more... I wouldn't say the first one is not going to be super like straight ahead jazz, but it is kind of more on the normal jazz side, quote unquote. And then everything after that is definitely more normal jazz. So the next song we're going to play is Les Sauces by Hugo Bluen, who I played this song a few times. I really like it. Dave Mossing is going to follow with his song Day Trip. And then to round off the trio, we will have Noam Lamesh with San Francisco Is My Copenhagen. You are listening to The Other Note. No, wait. The Other Extra Tonal Note slash...
Or the extra other tonal note.
Yeah. On CJSF Radio, 90.1 FM.
Lorsqu'on me demande, j'emmènerais-tu le secret de ta sauce à salade César?
Je réponds bien sûr. C'est croustillant, c'est riche, c'est onctueux, c'est salé, c'est gras, c'est juste du bonheur. C'est très simple, une bonne pomme de romaine fraîche, croustillante et craquante à souhait, et surtout une bonne sauce. Donc de l'huile d'olive et un peu d'huile un peu plus neutre, une bonne gousse d'ail, un œuf. Un petit mélangeur.
une incroyable salade César.